Hello, it's Si Smedley here from The Chronicle with another of my music features, and I'm really delighted to have been invited back to meet the one and only Mark Stelfox. So, hiya Mark, nice to see you again, pal.
How are you, Si?
Yeah, I'm really good, thanks. Okay. Really good, and really enjoyed the comeback of the mighty comeback of the Jam Restart the other week, and I think there's no other kind of place to start, really. I mean, we're only sort of a couple of weeks out from the packed out and sold out Upper Mill Civic Hall gig.
Yeah.
When the Jam Restart came back, you, Mike and Stuart, and you must have been buzzing after that, mate. It was great.
overwhelmed, really, the reaction to it all, and you know, the audience were just amazing, sensational, like, you know, it was
I mean,
a joy to watch, really, from where we were.
Yeah, I mean, you said it was hard work, and you were kind of a bit knackered after it, but I mean, you did a great nearly couple of hours set, and it was just fantastic, you know.
Yeah, we're a bit older now, aren't we?
Yeah. Could you really have expected it to be as good as it was, really? And you know, the atmosphere was just amazing.
Not at all. No, I mean, no. I don't think we really knew what to expect, to be honest.
Right.
There was even ticket types outside.
I was getting messages the weeks before asking for tickets.
But people have minded us for the last 9 or 10 years to get back together. So, I think we knew that it'd probably be a good do, but I don't think we realised it'd be quite like that.
The atmosphere and the beer were flowing and all sorts. And what made you decide, you, Mike and Stuart, to get back together again?
We've been sort of offered the chance to do the gig without having to do any promotional work. I think, you know, things are a lot easier now than when we first did it. You know, there was no social media the first time around. Mm. There was only MySpace, and it was rubbish, weren't it? You know, it just
seems primitive now, doesn't it?
Yeah. You know, it's archaic, isn't it? But but now it's a much easier gig to sell, I suppose. So Tim Simpson, who promoted it, offered to do everything apart from sing and play. It made it a lot more an attractive proposition to us that we didn't have to do any of that legwork, and which is, you know, that's how it should be, really. I think you know, the band should be the band.
Yeah.
And the promoter should be the promoter, you know. I really don't think the line should cross, you know. But we always had to promote our own stuff the first time round.
Yeah. Did you kind of have many rehearsal sessions before the Civic Hall, Mark?
We had four.
Right. Because you sounded, you know, bang on the night, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you're all used to kind of playing with other bands and duos and whatever else, but...
We're very lucky, you know, like Mike and Stuart have great musicians, and you know, Jake's off the scale, you know. Jake had two rehearsals with us, and but kind of everything was worked last minute, but he's something else, isn't he?
I suppose, like, even though it was such a kind of long time ago, 10 years is a long time, but I guess once you've done the tunes way back then, you can just go back to them and you know, largely, can you?
To a point, you know, me and Mike still throw the odd jam number in our set with Spark.
Yeah.
And leading up to the gig, you know, we did, you know, put the odd obscure one in the set here and there as well, just to refresh our memories. But, muscle memory, innit?
I
suppose it sticks with you, really. But,
good. Yeah. So you're playing again with the Jam Restart in Burnley, is it?
Yeah, 2nd of December in Burnley at the Lower House Cricket Club.
Okay, then. Good. So what's the kind of capacity in that there?
I think it's 200 in there.
Is it?
Yeah, so it's a slightly smaller venue. But
Have you played there before?
Yes. Yeah. That was what actually got the ball rolling initially.
Right.
The guy up there who promotes the gigs.
The next question is, what about after that for the Jam Restart? I mean, 2017,
if anyone's willing to promote a gig for us, and then why not, you know?
Well, I mean, if the Civic was anything to go by, I mean, what was it, nearly 500 tickets sold?
Yeah.
So not so much straight away, but, you know, it was sold out. And
oh, yeah.
There's obviously still a thirst there for the jam.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, I mean, it's 82 since the original jam split up. It's amazing, really.
Makes you feel old, doesn't it?
But wow. But why do you think it's still got that appeal, that kind of music, after all this time?
Obviously the music I identify with the majority of the people and how people felt at the time. You know, he wrote, you know, reasonably sort of politically accurate tunes at the time. You know, he was very on the ball, socially, very socially aware, wasn't he?
It
gripped the imagination of everyone, but particularly the record buying age. It sat well with everyone, didn't it? Everyone at the time was either into the Jam or the Clash, weren't they?
But you don't realise until you know, you go to a gig like yours the other week, that how many tracks there were as well, because you belted out nearly 2 hours worth.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was...
Well, they were very much a singles band, though, weren't they? You know, if you look at the LPs, that, you know, the albums that they released, there weren't really many songs off the LPs that made singles. You know, Going Underground wasn't on an LP, was it? Mm. We're going to try and sort something out for the Civic again next year.
Right, okay.
And I want to leave it, you know, a good, you know, 12 months or so. I don't want to keep over-egging it and coming back every 2 minutes, because, you know, everyone's just going to get sick of it, aren't they? So I'd sooner...
You had 500 people in there, although good stuff. So, we'll kind of move on then to your sort of your regular stuff, and you and Mike are still doing Spark, and
yeah.
I think, judging by your Facebook, you're as busy as ever, and you're out tonight, and out next week and stuff. How's that going? Is that...
It's brilliant. I, you know, out of everything that I think that I've ever done, it's just it's a joy. It's just, you know, we go out and, you know, we're just two really good mates. You know, nothing's taken at all seriously. We just have a chuckle. Like.
Is that right? You're as busy as kind of ever.
Busier than we've ever been.
Really?
But it's very, you know, everything. It's a very irreverent kind of gig, you know. We're just like a laugh, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
we don't, but we still, when we're playing the songs, obviously we always, you know, try and give as close to 100% as we can.
I've seen you, and I know you do. Yeah. When you're in a situation like that, when you're playing gigs regular, do you get much time, or do you practice at all? Or?
No, never.
Are you gigs you practice as if you?
To be honest with you, like doing the rehearsals for the Jam Restart, killed us, like,
right.
I don't, you know, you don't want to do it, do you? But it's just, no, you know, I think we do add new songs to the set regularly, but you know, I'll learn it, and Mike's an amazing musician. He can just jump on things. He's got a brilliant ear.
Yeah.
So as long as I know the song, Mike, by the end of it, Mike will have his part worked out. So, you know, the next time I gig it, he's on it.
Yeah.
So, fantastic. So it's for me, it's brilliant. You know, there's never any pressure.
Just finally then, I mean, do you think that I kind of noticed, especially, well, that was an eye-opener at the Civic the other week, you know, there's still a thirst for live music, despite, you know, what might be going on in this out of national consciousness with, dare we say it, Mr. Cowell and all that, and them kind of comics, but... You know, there is still a thirst for live music, isn't there?
Definitely. You know, it's. I think, you know, pubs have been shutting hand over fist, haven't they? And you know, but more and more pubs seem to be kind of, you know, looking at having live music on, and you know, fair, you know, the more the merrier, and fair play to them for doing it. It's a big risk for a lot of places, for a lot of pubs that, you know, that are out in the sticks a little bit, and you know, I think people want to go out and be entertained now. You know, people used to just go to the pub to meet their mates, and if a pub's got a decent set of regulars, you know, I kind of think that it's brilliant that the landlord or the landlady, you know, the licensee rewards those punters for coming in the pub by putting live music on.
Well, there you go. You must get out there and see some live music. Check out Mark's Facebook page for Spark, for all his gig dates, and look out for the Jam Restart soon next year. Thanks very much, Mark.
No problem. nice one.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, see you soon. Thanks a lot, mate.